All right, Elaine, University Hospital Limerick, and Richard, I don't know, no doubt you'll be interested in this. There's balloting for industrial action going on in UHL. Staff, through for a variety of reasons, have reached the end of their tether. They say it's time to draw the attention of management to the predicament they're in.
Yeah, and these are nurses as well, you have to remember, who are working in intensive care units, which I imagine is emotionally, physically and mentally strenuous, even when you have a full staff, the very nature of the type of patients that they're looking after. But to be downstaffed, to be working extra shifts, maybe to not be able to feel like they can take annual leave because of the staffing shortages, obviously puts an extra pressure on staff in Limerick. And I know a number of measures have been put in place, you know, whether it's extra funding or extra promise of extra beds in Limerick, because it has been a hot spot over many years now. You know, even the trolley figures are usually higher in Limerick, and that obviously has repercussions right across the hospital. But it just doesn't seem to be working for whatever reason. And I think, as you said, staff really are at the end of their tether at this point in time and feel like they've no other option.
To you first on this, Richard O'Donoghue, would you have some sympathy with staff because of the pressure that University Hospital Limerick is in? University Hospital Limerick is cancelling all but critical elective surgery because of a high attendance at emergency departments and high capacity occupation of inpatient beds. We know that, but the a ballot for industrial action, do you think that'll help draw attention to it? Do you think it'll help alleviate it at all?
I've called for this in the Dáil already. I've always said that the issue that's in the UHL hospital, and I'm on the record of saying this, is the management problem there, and they failed to listen to the staff. I've listened to nurses leave that hospital, and they say, Richard, I go in there to do my best for the patients, and I come out of there broken. I feel that if I'm doing my best and spend longer time in there, it's like if no matter what I do, it's not enough because of the systems that are in place. I've called on UHL to open. They made a mistake for a hospital of excellence. They closed down A&E's, NS Nina. They closed. Now they reopened them, and they can see, and I asked for this, to see that there's less people coming through the hospital doors. But the problem of this, it took them 3 years to do this. They've lost valuable staff out of that hospital that were absolutely brilliant care people. These are the people that were on the front line when we asked them at COVID, and all we gave them was a clap. And there's still people that were on front line that haven't even got the €1,000 that the government have promised, because for one reason or another they've brought legislation in saying that you have to qualify for this and that's carers. Management in this hospital have been the issue since day one. And if this was any other business, that management team would have been removed. We need to try something different. The management have tried this. They put it.
Well,
as
there
I
are
said,
other hospitals in the country that are in a critical situation. Elective care has been cancelled in other hospitals, and they've been applauded for how they've managed in a crisis. I suppose the most concerning thing that the staff, the INMO, have said about Limerick is that ICU staffing levels are critical.
They are critical. Across, and they are absolutely critical. And again, we've lost valuable people from that area have left the hospital because of the pressures that were put under. And that then goes back to management. They should have seen this and helped and made sure that everything was in place to help the staff to stay there and work with them. But they've ignored this, and they've ignored it for years. And that's why we're...
Is it fair to set management apart from the rest of the staff? Surely in a busy hospital that's just survived a COVID pandemic, maybe management are suffering the same stresses and strains that the rest of the hospital are suffering.
No, if you look across this whole country and you look at the likes of Waterford, have a discipline manager put in place, and they were able to deal with the issues that they had. Limerick UHL has been at the top of the most people on trolleys in over the last number of years because of a mistake they tried to make of having a hospital of excellence.
Right.
That means they funneled everyone in the, whether you were in Kerry, nor Cork, in Ennis, they funneled everyone into this hospital, and they actually flooded the hospital with patients when they should have actually dispersed the people to the other hospitals kept the A&Es open.
Elaine Loughlin.
I think I can't speak specifically about the management of Limerick, but certainly I think management across the HSE does have to be looked at.
Yeah.
Because if we remember back to 2017 when Simon Harris was in health, Health, he announced that he was going to carry out, or his officials were going to carry out, a review of every single manager in the health system, and there would be a performance, they would undergo a performance review. Now, we haven't heard anything since. I think he even said at the time that he wasn't scared to sack managers if he found through this review that they weren't really doing the job at hand. But to compare and contrast, I think Waterford with Limerick is probably unfair and maybe not the right thing to do, because I think while we do have exceptional stats coming out of Waterford when it comes to the trolley figures, what management have been doing there is effectively shutting down everything else, and they've even
that's not the case.
They've moved cancer services out of the hospital. They've stopped elective surgeries for times. And if we were to replicate that across the service, we'd only be creating further problems down the line.
It is true to say, John Cummins, that electives and every other measure has been stepped down. On occasions when the emergency departments have become overwhelmed, everything is stood down, and other doctors from other disciplines are brought in to help overall in the hospital. I mean, that's what a well-run hospital apparently looks like in this country.
It's important here to be factual in relation to what actually happens in Waterford, which has one of the best trolley numbers in the country in terms of its low to no numbers. I attended UHW a meeting with the Taoiseach 2 weeks ago. It was a topic of conversation. Yes, it is true to say that some electives are cancelled some of the times, but what are the other measures that are put in place? There's specific synergies in place with UPMC Whitfield. There's extra capacity purchased in the nursing home sector in order to ensure that there isn't delayed discharges in hospital. Rosters and discharges at the weekend are common. That isn't the case across the entire hospital system. There are other measures in place in terms of turning over beds quickly
in effect, you have some sympathy with the INMO in Limerick. You believe this is a management issue in UHL, do you?
Well, I think, look, it's important that we acknowledge the fantastic work that's done by our frontline health system, healthcare staff. But it is true to say that some of the things that are being done in Waterford should absolutely be mainstreamed across the health
Limerick
system.
Limerick should be doing it.
It should be mainstreamed across the entire
health
system.
So you would have some
system.
Sympathy for the INMO in this situation, in what they're pointing out?
Well, if I look at the numbers of staff in UHL versus UHW, there's about 600 additional whole-time equivalents in UHL that has a smaller catchment area than the South East in terms of a region. So, and all I'm saying is, if we can achieve what we achieve in UHW, I think it can be done in UHL also.
All right. Well, look, we're talking about in February, what had we, 1,561 people. And these are people, because sometimes we can forget that, who were treated on trolleys. And then, obviously, yesterday there were 104 people that were waiting for beds for treatment. There are beds, I think a 96-bed unit that is proposed for UHL. See the likes of these proposals, they need to be expedited. They need to happen a hell of a lot faster. Look, we're constantly, the problem is everyone is still funneled through A&E. We're told about the resources that are put into community care, but look, I know what happens myself. People can't get their GP, they can't get the doc on call, so they end up in A&E. We know that the community care pieces aren't there. Now, there is best practice that needs to be looked at. I know I dealt with the RCSI Hospital Group and Our Lady of Lourdes and the many of the hospitals there, and they said home care was a particular problem. Yeah. And what they did is they, in some hospitals where they could, they provided their own to free up beds. So do need to look at this best practice, but you're talking about staff that are under severe pressure, and we are failing many citizens once again. So let's put the resources in and do the business.
We're going to have to leave that there.